This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 minute musical radio show for February 2013. How did classical music play a part of astronaut Neil Armstrong's life as an astronaut, engineer, test pilot, professor of aeronautics, husband, father, and grandfather? And what musical instruments did he play? At a young age, Neil Armstrong received his love of music from his mother, Viola Armstrong, a pianist. She taught him to play the piano. In the eighth grade, Neil joined the band at Upper Sandusky School in Ohio. He chose to learn the baritone horn. Neil's mother said, quote, "I asked him why he chose such a big horn. He was such a little fellow, and it seemed to be more than he could carry. But he said he liked the tone, so of course we didn't discourage him, and perhaps the school band needed a baritone player. I never had to remind him to practice. He just naturally set aside time for that." Some evenings, the Armstrong family children would join with their mother Viola on piano, with Neil on baritone, June his sister on violin, and Dean his brother on cornet, to enjoy playing music together as a family. The Armstrong family moved to Wapakoneta, where Neil entered high school. He played in the high school band, for church events, and for the Boy Scouts. While in high school, Neil formed a jazz band called the Mississippi Moonshiners to play at assembly intermissions and school dances. Jerry Maxson, the trombonist in the band, said, quote, "Neil was a very good musician. He had a strong driving afterbeat and really kept us going. He sure loved music. He said music contributed to thought control, and he always tried to improve his playing." In Wapakoneta High School, of the 45-piece band members, six were boys, Maxson said. After the football game, when we went downtown to parade, Neil would turn his cap around and march backwards, just for laughs. Sometimes we would trade off instruments. I suppose we drove the band director crazy, but those were good times. Maxson went on to say, "But with the exception of these episodes with the band and the Moonshiners, Armstrong was a quiet, reserved young man who said little. I think one of the hardest parts of the moon mission for Neil will be public speaking." Stephen Armstrong, Neil's father, said, quote, "He wanted his own instrument. In those days, our family had few luxuries. Neil worked at Neumeister's bakery, cleaning the bread mixer until he raised enough money to buy a Kahn baritone horn." In 1947, after high school, Neil Armstrong attended Purdue University and won a Navy scholarship. He was an engineering major at Purdue and played in the Purdue University Military Band under band legend Paul Scott Emmerich. Maxine Lefavre, the assistant to Purdue's Al Wright, the director of the band, said, "Neil Armstrong is remembered by his classmates as a likable boy with a bashful smile. His band colleagues recall the pride he took in his horn. No one dreamed at the time that in 1962 we would hear that Neil was chosen to be an astronaut. The Purdue Marching Band did a halftime show in his honor that fall. Oddly, the title was The First Band Man on the Moon, and it came true." Neil Armstrong's father said that every time Neil came home in these past years, one of the first things he would do was sit down at the piano and play. Neil's mother added, "That seemed to be part of coming home. After he had played three or four things, he was ready to sit down and tell us what he had been doing."